AQAP has the advantage that it is now located for quite a long time in an active war zone in Yemen. And as the chaos in Yemen prevails, AQAP will prevail. In very big difference to the attempts of the Islamic State to also set up an affiliate in Yemen. AQAP has been operating that area for a very much longer time than the Islamic State and has apparently understood one of the key factors that you need to have for a successful operation within that country, and that is the connection to the tribes in Yemen, which AQAP over many years has built up.
So given the fact they do understand how those tribes work and how the culture and all of the other important factors work in that country, how have they been able to leverage it?
They have a social basis and support network to fall back onto, even if there are some painful military strikes against them, or even if some of their leaders are taken out by airstrikes, as regularly happened over the last couple of years. So it's very hard to unseat AQAP in the current situation in Yemen. And they are still firmly in control over some territory in Yemen, which allows them to exert money from the local population, from smuggling operations, and in general take advantage of the active war zone and the chaos that comes with it.
So what's the overall message that AQAP, even though it's been silent, is sending in its silence to the world?
Wherever there is an extremely weak governance, groups like AQAP simply flourish and are next to impossible to unseat unless some kind of order and stability in the country is again achieved. So please don't get fooled by the fact that you haven't heard anything from AQAP. AQAP was never in the business to announcing the next big attack that they're trying to do, but only to take a responsibility for it afterwards. So I would still see AQAP, which was over the last nearly a decade, the Al-Qaeda affiliate with the most prolific attempts to attack Western targets, including Western targets in the West.
So we sometimes have short memories about terror groups and terror attacks these days because it's been so long since they were constant and strong. Remind us of just how potent and powerful AQAP was.
If you remember, Charlie Hebdo was wholly and squarely an AQAP operation in Paris in 2015. So this organization is still very much committed to do that. And it's the part of Al-Qaeda, at least for the time being, that has this as one of its main emphasis. The other one, of course, is a small splinter group called Huras al-Din, which splintered off Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the original Al-Nusra Front, who then renamed itself to include a couple of other rebel groups in Syria. And Huras al-Din split off to follow exclusively in a national, in an internationalist agenda, i.e. attacks against Western targets. However, recently it became clear that Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, although very famously about 2 years ago, publicly splintered cut off its relationship with Al-Qaeda, after, of course, discussing this with the Al-Qaeda leadership beforehand, is recruiting pretty much any foreign terrorist fighter from the Islamic State that has not been captured yet and is willing to join them, in particular European ones, in particular German ones. So even the more, the branding that HTS, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, has given itself in Syria, that it would only follow a Syrian agenda and it's all about fighting against the Assad regime, needs to be called in question if they have such a great interest in recruiting foreign terrorist fighters. So in conclusion, I would say AQAP is still a latent threat, not in any way, shape or form, significantly weakened despite airstrikes against the leadership, despite military pressure and some setbacks. It's still alive and happening, and it is one of the Al-Qaeda affiliates, in addition to the one that I just pointed out in Syria, that is really worth watching as a threat on a global scale against Western targets.
So what does that say about the rest of the Al-Qaeda organizations, the groups and affiliates that are not being showcased or in prime positions at this point?
Most of the other Al-Qaeda affiliates around the world, whether it's North Africa, West Africa, or even some of the Al-Qaeda affiliates in Afghanistan, at the moment at least, follow a more local agenda. That means Western targets in their area, absolutely, these are targets for them. But they are not, at least as far as I can see for the moment, involved in any greater attempts to attack targets in the U.S. or attack targets in Europe.
Hans-Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.